to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, welcome back to the program. That's right, we're back again. It's more Bucket Strategy Investing, giving you the money information that you need to help you get through retirement. That's right. And once again, today, Terry Keyes, my good buddy, CHFC from Lucia Capital Group, filling in for the professor, Rick Plum. Professor will be back here on Thursday. So we got Terry today and tomorrow. We're standing by ready to take your phone calls and your emails. And coming up this hour, among other things, we're going to talk about the basics of the bucket strategy. You've heard of it, right? Of course, the show's title says much of it, Bucket Strategy Investing. So how does the bucket strategy work at its most basic level? Well, we'll break down the buckets. We'll tell you what you need to know with Terry Keyes. Terry's got that covered easily. Coming up.
Buckets 101, I call it, John.
That's it. And we've done it. You've done it at the workshops before. If you haven't been to the workshops, we've talked about this stuff. We've even done it on this show, although it's been probably a year since we did this. It's good to give everybody a refresher course. That's coming up also at a few minutes, about 21 after the hour. Steve Alladort, our loan financial planner, he's going to tell us about interest rates, co-signing a loan, buying a primary residence for mom and dad, and how to use your 2015 income from your tax returns to get a loan. Think we're going to cram all that in about 8 minutes? I don't think so, but we're going to try. We'll tell you what's required coming up here. Our number in studio, 877-PLANNER. We're just at the top of the show, so at the moment, we do have every line open for you. You can also send us your emails. WealthEd.com is the website. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. Terry Keyes here in the stead of Professor Plum. Terry joins me this hour, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. They remind you that your retirement needs are vastly different from anyone else's. And of course, since no two situations are alike, it's important that you have a retirement plan that focuses specifically on your goals as an individual. With Lucia Capital Group, you have access to an entire network of brain trust advisors. And by the way, they're ready to help you out. You can call them directly off the air at 800-644-1150. You can schedule an appointment, see where you and your retirement plan stand, or just ask a money question. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Again, Johnny Dean and Terry Keyes will spend at least this segment talking a little bit about buckets. So I've heard people say this, buckets. Now, wait a minute. I've heard this term for years and years, and I have no idea exactly what you're talking about. Well, Terry, now's our chance to sort of at least start with the basics. Where do we start?
The best place to start is the basic explanation of what it is and why you would want to do it. So we believe that you should separate your assets to match your liabilities in retirement.
Right. Which means, by the way, that if you have a short-term need, like you got to pay
the
electric bill.
That's the liability.
Right. You have a liability. You got to pay your electric bill this month. Right. You got to pay your rent this month. The heater has to stay on, whatever.
And let's take it a step further. A better example would be, you know that you're going to need from your portfolio now, not from Social Security, not from a pension, but from your actual investment portfolio, you know that you're going to need $24,000 a year for the next 5 or 6 years. You've shared that with your financial advisor.
Just to cover your, just to get through.
To add to your Social Security, to add to your pension, to meet your basic living expenses, to meet your monthly budget.
Right. Yes.
Okay? You know, and that's not uncommon for people to need $24,000, $36,000, $48,000 a year from their portfolio in retirement. That's why they've accumulated that nest egg, so they'd have the ability to do that and retire somewhat comfortably.
Right.
Now, if you know you're going to do that, why would you not separate that money into a category where it's not exposed to risk?
Yeah, see, and that's where
the crux of it.
That's where this whole thing started years and years ago, which was that somebody has a bunch of money, this nest egg that you said that they've accumulated over many years, but it's still sitting in an account that's exposed to all kinds of volatility.
How about these people? They have a $600,000 portfolio, is the example that Rick and I like to use at the workshops, and they've got all this money invested. Their broker's saying, oh, yeah, I got you some really cool, I got a little bit in commodities, I got you in an international equities fund,
right.
I got you large cap, small cap. Well, that's crazy. That's fine for the part that I don't need for the next 15 years. But the first and foremost, the first bucket is, and buckets 101 begins with, how much are you going to need the first 5, 6, or 7 years?
Right.
And I don't care if it's 6. I don't care if it's 7, John. I don't care if it's 5. It's got to be at least 5 normally.
At least 5. We do like 7 years. That's mm-hmm. just for reasons that we've...
Well, because we like 15 years.
And yes,
we'll
do.
We'll get to that later on. But
yeah.
We like 15 years, and you can't really split 15 exactly in half. So 7
right,
is
so
the first
7.
Bucket
right.
and 8 is the second, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the reason why you do it. It just makes sense. And unless if someone out there is watching and listening and you have a better idea, please pick up the phone and call me here at 877-PLANNER because I'd like to hear of an idea. And normally the other ideas we hear are something that's another variation of this, which I'm fine with. But you still need to separate the money you're going to need and not expose it to risk.
Yes, and that's the whole
risk
point.
Risk of principles.
Because if you're trying to draw money that you need to get that in this example you gave, say $24,000 a year out of, you're taking it from a portfolio that's going up and down and sideways.
Yep.
You're going to run out of money a whole lot more quickly
yep.
than if you took that out of a portfolio that's not exposed to those sort of market conditions. And that's what it's all about. So let's take a few calls. We'll have Steve Allert coming up in a little bit, and we'll talk more about buckets as we go along. It's kind of going to be our hour-long theme here. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's go this hour first up to, if I'm saying it right, Ronell in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Ronell.
Hey. So I've been putting it off for a while, obviously almost a decade now. I have a 10-year-old son and twin 5-year-old boys, and I've heard different types of college plans to save for, and I'm trying to figure out or understand which one I should go for. I've heard about 529, I've heard about the Gerber plan, and some of the plans you have to use for college, and if you don't use it, you have to transfer it to another person, but you can't really withdraw from it ever. It has to be used for college. So I don't want to really get locked into that scenario where get lucky and all three boys get scholarships, but now I have a plan with X amount of money in it and I can't use it for them. So what's the most portable plan I should save for college?
So your concern, Ronell, is that you're going to have your money in some type of 529 or Coverdell plan or any of the other ones that are out there. And then somebody either gets a scholarship or they don't wind up going to college or something where now all of a sudden that money is locked in to pay for one of those things and you have nothing to pay for. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Well, Terry, there are ways to accumulate money outside of a 529 plan.
We've got to back up for a second, though. First of all, the advantage to the 529 is the tax advantage, okay?
Yeah.
So, and you could put it on your oldest son, Ronell, and then if he doesn't need it, you can move it to the next one and the next one. So with three children, I'm not that worried about what your concern is. But if you don't care about the tax deduction at all or the tax advantage at all, well, then do you own a Roth?
You have a Roth, Ronell?
I can barely hear you guys for some reason.
All right. Well, do you have...
That idea... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you have a Roth IRA?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the reason I asked is the five-year clock ticking, and he's got it, and the kids, the oldest is 10. So
right.
The next best thing to me is just accumulate the maximum you can in a Roth, and then if that's not enough, just regular after-tax savings if you're not going to want to tie it up in any type of a qualified educational plan. So,
right. Is there a max in the 529? Because I didn't, your idea about everything for just have one plan, and if my oldest one doesn't go, then just roll it down to the next and the next. Is there a max amount that you could
put into the plan?
That?
Well, it's quite high. I mean,
you're not going to be worried about the maximum. Let's just put it that
way. Yeah, there is a max in the Coverdell, which is only about $2,000 a year.
No, that's why I don't like the Coverdell. If you're going to use a tax advantage plan, I don't know if I've ever seen a situation where someone had too much money in their 529 and couldn't use it if someone went to college. You can use it.
Yeah.
You'd have to have.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to have hundreds of thousands accumulated in the 529 plan.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about a max.
I would worry
about a number that you're comfortable saving. Let's say it's $5,000 a year. Whatever the number is right now, and you don't have to share that with us if you don't want. But if it's If are you married, single, or married?
Yeah, married.
Yeah, so you and your wife can both do $11,000 total in Roths. So I would start there if you don't want to do the 529 plan. If you want to do the 529 plan, can you afford to save $10,000 or $12,000 a year? Because that'd be a good amount for the next 10 years to put into a 529 plan
or Roth.
Yeah.
And how old are your kids now? I'm sorry, I missed
10 and twin boys 5.
Okay, so 5. So by the time I was going to say 59 and a half, you're 41 now. That's 18 years. Okay. Well, I was thinking maybe you could have withdrawn the money at 59 and a half.
Well, that's why I wanted the 5-year clock ticket. You could take his own money out in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what we're looking at doing, is saving 10 to 12, because we're going to start getting that back because you don't have daycare anymore. So we're looking at going ahead. We're already missing that money, so I want to put it into a plan. Hey, what is the advantage of a 529 versus a Roth, other than if I'm not worried about being locked in?
It's real.
Is there any additional advantages to doing the 529?
Yeah, you get a tax deduction for the 529 and you don't for the Roth.
Okay.
Do you get a tax deduction for the 529?
Well, actually, no, I didn't mean tax deduction.
No, you get deferral. You get tax deferral.
Yeah. So the advantage to the 529 is the 59 and a half, but that's why I set you up not to worry about it. I don't know why I said tax deduction. So you have a tax deferral on both of them, but you don't have the 59 and a half when you put the 529 in the son's name.
Yes, when you take the money out of the 529.
That's the only real difference in that scenario. There's other differences, but I'm not going to go into them.
Right. Yeah. So if you don't want to lock yourself into into a 529, Ronell, what you're saying is Roth IRA can do the same thing.
I don't think putting $5,000 a year or $10,000 a year in a 529 plan is dangerous at all. I think you're going to be fine with that. I would start there first,
and
you don't have to worry about retirement rules or anything. And then I'd go to a Roth after that in 4 or 5 more years, maybe.
There you go. Okay. And over 10 years, if they each put $11,000 in, you got $110,000 of principal.
Yep.
Even if nothing happened.
Yep.
All right.
And that's why I cared about the 5-year rule.
Steve Aldort coming up next, 877-PLANNER. It's Buck at Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are 3 critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Motors Run with Steve Allador, our loan financial planner. We'll bring Terry Keith back here at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, as we do almost every Tuesday, we have a Steve Allador here from Skyline Financial. I need that second word.
I know.
What's the
I
second
know.
Word?
I Skyline Home Loans.
Home Loans,
Rancho,
okay.
Rancho Financial.
Just something. Anyway,
yeah.
Here, you know what? Loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com.
That'll cover both of them.
It sure does. 888-563-1070. If you want to get in touch with Steve, and I suggest that you do so, because this guy really is a financial planner of the loan type, I guess. Loanfinancialplanner.com. Okay, we won't get through all this, but we'll start certainly with rates. Have they come down even since last time?
2 weeks ago, rates are just about the same. And again, got to remember, rates are all different based on purchase, refinance, rate and term, cash out, credit score, loan to value.
Everything.
But looking at the better rates, higher credit scores, purchase transactions, a lot of equity or decent amount of equity in a refinance, we're still looking at 30-year conforming in the 3.6 range. And again, these are with minimal or no points.
Right.
7-year down to 3%. The 15-year below 3%, 2.8.
Yeah.
30-year jumbo, 3.5 to 3.6.
3.5. That's fixed right
there.
Isn't
that 30-year fixed rate.
Jumbo.
On a purchase, yes.
Did you hear that, folks? 3.5.
3.5. And I've actually got somebody locked in at 3.3, and we're paying about maybe 3/8 of a point. So, again, it all varies on the situation. And then the government loans, FHA and VA, 3.25, 3.5, based on loan amount. Key is it's not always about getting the lowest interest rate.
Yes, we should
have talked about that.
Yeah.
I took in a loan a couple of days ago, client that I did a refinance for 3 or 4 years ago. And we were looking at the difference between 3.6 and 3.7. 3.6, I was able to do at 0 points. One-time fees, in his scenario, probably $3,400. 3.7, based on his loan amount, I was able to pay for $2,000 of his closing costs. So now his one-time fees are only $1,200 or $1,300. So when you're looking at doing a refinance, you've got to look at a couple of different factors, not just rate and not just the cost, but then what do you do with the loan? So most people will put their one-time fees in the loan. I recommend if you have the cash to pay your prepaids, which would be the interest that you'll owe if you've got to set up your new impound out of pocket, because you'll get replenished that generally within 30 days. We'll talk about that in another segment. But if you're doing a mortgage loan, let's say you have a $250,000 balance, $3,500, I'll just round it up, in loan costs, we would set your new loan at $250,000, let's say on a 3.6 rate. But now if our loan costs are only $1,200 or $1,300, now we're at $251,000
or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay,
So even though there's a difference in payment and interest paid on the interest rates, you're starting with a lower loan balance at the higher rate, which minimizes the difference between the payment and the interest you're paying at 3.6. So in his scenario, the cost difference, I believe, was around $2,000, $2,100. The interest savings going down to 3.6 was, I think, maybe $30 or $40 a month.
Okay.
You divide those two together.
And find out.
Your payback.
Yes.
So it would have taken him 5, 6, 7 years.
To make up for that.
To make up, to get the lower interest rate.
And if Sophie's going to be in the home longer then, call then, that 6, 7 years, then maybe it makes sense to pay the lower rate with the higher cost.
Correct, yeah. Correct. But if he's not so payment-driven, meaning that he needed to get that extra $20 or $30 in payment, the advantage a lot of times of doing the higher rate with the less in fees is, in comparison to your current loan, is your payback on the current loan. So based on what he's paying now, I'm getting him a payback in 9 months. If we did the 3.6, it would have been closer to about 2 years. So if something happens in the next 9 or 10 months, if rates go down again, he's already paid for this particular loan.
Yes.
So in our situation, for this particular individual, it made more sense to go with a little bit higher rate and less in fees.
Yeah. So
moral of the story, talk to a loan professional so that we can get an idea of exactly what your scenario is. And then we can give you those options, the lower rate with more points or fees, a higher rate with less fees, do the mathematical calculation, find out how long you're in the property, what's more important to you. That's how you dial in an interest rate.
Right. You don't just walk into a bank, I don't think, and just ask somebody what's your lowest rate and qualify me. It doesn't work that way.
Well, so many people advertise, and what they do in order to get you to call is they advertise the lowest rate.
Or they say they can't even mention the rates because their lawyers won't let them.
Which,
I still don't know what that means, but okay.
Well, nobody knows what that means.
No, it doesn't mean
because
anything.
A lawyer's not going to tell you that you can't mention rates over the phone. So so if you could smell over the phone, something would be a little bit off.
I got you. It would be like a farm is what you're saying.
There you go.
There you are. Okay, now let's shift gears over here. Somebody's doing a refi. They're buying a home. They need their 2015 tax returns. They just filed them. What are you supposed to do?
Okay.
You don't have anything yet.
Okay. So, well, actually, we have the returns.
Yes,
And in most cases, let's assume if you're a W-2 employee, not such a big concern with the taxes, but if you're self-employed and or you're a corporation and you have your 15 returns and we need that income to qualify, then we have to verify that those returns have either been accepted by the IRS, and what we're required to do is get tax transcripts. So when you send your tax returns in, the IRS takes that information, puts it into their system as a tax transcript.
Mm-hmm.
Filing your returns around this time of the year, it could take 4 to 8 weeks in order to get those transcripts.
Yes, it can. I've been through that.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, number one, if you're looking to do a refi in the middle of a purchase, you need those returns. You want to be able to provide the e-file.
Most
people can e-file.
Right.
And then you can get a document that the IRS has received that e-file. And in most cases, with that information, we'll be able to use the returns.
So they'll be able to verify that the returns that you're showing for this loan are the same ones that the IRS accepted.
That's the important key. Now, here's what's just as important. If you owe money, we have to verify that you've paid that money. And just as important, if I've had some scenarios where borrowers have had some Social Security number issues, so they can't e-file. So we don't have that documentation.
Oh.
So we potentially need to get that transcript from the IRS. Now, if you have not paid your taxes, the IRS will put the transcript at the very bottom. So we may not get that verification. So it's really important if you're doing a loan in the next right now or in the next month or two, and you need your returns. If you owe money on those returns, make sure it gets paid. And you're going to be required to show proof that it's been paid.
So you get a bank statement or something that says that.
Correct.
The automated debit. And actually now it's pretty good because they can debit your account fairly quickly.
Yeah, so whether it be a debit or even a copy of the canceled check if you decide to write
a check. Or maybe if you paid by credit card, you can do that for federal taxes in some instances.
Yeah,
so.
But I've seen during this time of the year, if those items haven't been done, then it holds up a loan as far as us not being able to fund it.
Well, that's why you got to talk to people like Steve, a loan financial planner who can help you out and tell you what you need to know and get it done. Once again, if you need to get in touch with Steve Allendorf, his number there, at 888-563-1070. That's over the phone, or you can go directly to his website, Loan, L-O-A-N, loanfinancialplanner.com. Steve, thanks again.
Always a pleasure.
We will talk to you again next week. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes returns with more Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Bucket strategy investing. We are talking buckets and anything else that's on your mind. If you've got a money question of any kind, this is what the Brain Trust is here. We answer your question. We've been doing it for many, many years. We're going to continue to do this here today. 877-PLANNER, our number. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes sitting in, doing a good job so far. Giving you an A so far. We've had you for one segment, Terry. You've done all right today. Not bad. You did a really good explanation of just very basic buckets, and we'll get into that later on. Had a nice
answer.
Sometimes
it's better just to go right back to the original basics.
Well, and that's what you need to do, because we tend to forget on occasion that when we get talking about buckets and things like that, that we don't have we have new people tuning in all the time. So we're going to talk more about that coming up. 877-PLANNER, though, is our number, PLANNER. Back to the phone lines. Betty in Atlanta, Georgia. Betty, thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
Hello, Betty.
Oh, Betty, you there?
Hello,
yes. Yeah, hi.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask a quick question in regards to, I have a small investment of CDs, Certificate of Deposit, and they're going to expire sometime in July.
Okay.
And I am getting a 2.78%. And after that, I can renew them, but the interest rate is going to be below 1%. So I'd like to see if you have any suggestions about where I can, how can I invest a low risk investment for that little amount of money.
Right. Okay. So John, what Betty's asking is, you know, what's similar in risk to a CD, and she's experienced what everyone's experienced. If you bought a CD, maybe this sounds like maybe she had a 5-year one from 5 years ago, because the old rate was 2.78.
Yeah. Is that what you had, Betty?
Yes, I had a 2.78 and
right.
A couple of them at 3%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's back when they were paying
back,
a little bit.
Yeah, so more. You bought them about 5 years ago, probably, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So this is what everybody's experienced, Betty. Anybody has a 5-year CD come due today, it was great for the last year or two because she was earning 2.78 last year, let's say, while everybody else was getting zero.
Right.
So, but now she's going to, you know, it's come when they come due eventually. So, a good alternative. Now, I can't really give you direct advice, Betty, because I need to know a lot more about your situation, about, you know, do you have other retirement accounts? Where does this fit in your portfolio? When do you need the money? All those types of things. But let me give you some general advice, Betty. A fixed annuity at an A-plus rated insurance company is similar to a CD, and it will pay a much higher rate. So a 5-year fixed annuity today pays about 2.4, okay? And I'm not going to name any companies right now, but there's some really good insurance companies
right
out there.
Yeah.
An indexed annuity, maybe, as opposed to a CD, depending when you need it. Most of the fixed annuities are going to be 5, 6, or 7 year surrender. So they're going to be like a 5-year CD or equivalent. So those are equivalent investments if you really, really want something safe to a CD. Do you own any annuities or have you in the past, Betty?
No, because I was reading, you know, I was trying to educate myself a little bit, and I was told that fixed annuities are not good.
Well, a fixed annuity,
I don't know.
It's no different than a CD. The difference is the CD, you paid the taxes each year, so you got a 1099 from the bank on your 2.78% every year. The annuity would defer. How old are you, Betty?
Oh, I am over 17.
Oh, yeah, so you're fine. An annuity, you need to be 59 and a half before you ever liquidate one, so you're already past that. Actually, a fixed annuity has no fees. So there's no fee issue. I don't know why anybody would say anything negative. The only thing negative about a fixed annuity in today's world is they're 2.4%. They used to be
a whole lot higher than.
Oh, yeah, when I was working with annuities all over the United States, I had a 5-year 5%. We called it 5 for 5.
Right,
I had a 5-year 5% annuity.
That doesn't
obviously that doesn't exist anymore.
What have you heard, Betty? I'm just curious as to what they're telling you about annuities. Why perhaps it wouldn't be right for you? Maybe we've missed something.
Well, okay. Well, the only thing I did, I asked Google a question, you know, if an annuity is a good investment. And they have different, you know, views and opinions.
Yeah.
And my question now that you mentioned annuities, you said you have to put them for about 5 years. Let's say if I wanted to consider the annuities, I have to invest them for 5 years. How does it work?
Yeah, so you basically, if you want, just like a CD, if you buy a 5-year annuity and you want to withdraw it before the end of the 5 years, depending what year it is, there's a penalty. There's a surrender charge.
Just like a CD.
Just
if
like
you bought
a CD
a
has a penalty. Yeah. Usually the penalty in a CD is the interest. In an annuity, there's an actual additional penalty. So
right. They
do have higher penalties. The problem with Googling annuities is there's so many different types, Google doesn't know which one you're asking about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you want to work with a financial professional. Now, there is, I mean, I know of a 3-year CD. It doesn't have to be five, Betty.
A CD?
Yeah, I mean, a 3-year annuity. I'm sorry, John.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a 3-year annuity that's paying about 1.8 currently. So if you were happy with just a 3-year rate, you could buy a 3-year annuity, and that's paying 1.8. So I think you need to just get some good advice from a good financial advisor. If you stay on the line, Ara can get your information, and he'll help you out. But we work with people in Atlanta as well.
How about taxes on annuities?
How do you access an annuity?
Is there any difference in on paying taxes on annuities, like on CDs,
you know,
because at the end of the year,
you have
to report the interest rates on the CDs.
Right.
So on annuities, I guess it's about the same.
No, the annuity pays a higher rate of return, number one. I've got a couple of questions there. The second question was taxes, which I addressed just a minute ago. I'll do it one more time. The tax on a CD, you get a 1099 from the bank. It's due each and every year. Even though you don't take the CD out, the bank sends you a 1099. On an annuity, taxes are deferred. As long as you leave it in the annuity, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, the longer it stays in there, Betty, there are no taxes due on an annuity until you liquidate the annuity, and then the taxes are paid.
Oh, I see. So it's not like on a CD that they pay you the interest rate on a quarterly basis, and at the end of the year you have to
report that. Right.
No?
It's not. No, it doesn't work like that. It accrues and it compounds in the annuity, tax deferred. So an annuity
that sounds a lot better then.
It is better in a lot of regards. Again, I don't want to specifically say that's what you should do because I need to know more about your situation. So I hope that helps you. I hope that helps everybody
understand
the difference.
But Betty, if you need some more, or if you ask more questions, hold on if you would, and we can get into this further. But just on the overview, and thank you, Betty. I appreciate you asking that question. On the overview, it would seem, based on what she told us, which was that she was happy with her 2 point whatever she was getting with the 5-year CD that she had.
But she's disappointed that it doesn't exist anymore.
And that's exactly what happened. So she was looking for some similar type of return, which she said she wanted safe or guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, these things are guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the insurance company.
Which I have no problem with.
Yeah,
okay.
Which you shouldn't, I wouldn't have any problem with that either.
So why don't we use Betty's question to segue back to the buckets discussion quickly, John, because it's appropriate to do, I think.
Okay.
That CD that she had, and or that annuity she might want to consider in the future is for part of the latter part of a bucket one, years 4, 5, 6, is a good investment. Because what did I say about a bucket one investment? When I'm separating my assets for money I'm going to need in the next 6 or 7 years, I want no risk or correlation to the stock market. I don't want any risk. I'm comfortable with a CD and an annuity not having any risk. I don't care what the market does if I own a three-year annuity.
That's it. If the market goes down 20-30%, we have
it
some
doesn't
type
have any
of
effect on
Armageddon.
That annuity.
That annuity still is safe in that in that regard.
Now, you might ask, why not use it for a bucket two product? A fixed annuity, the reason I'm not using a fixed annuity today for most people for a bucket two, that's 7 to 15 years. That's money I'm going to need in 7 to 15 years, is I'm just not comfortable that that's a good enough
rate
of return. I want to get a little better rate of return.
Which you can do given the time that you have for bucket two.
Yeah, if I have 7 to 15 years, I can go out and try to get a 4% or higher.
Yeah, now you said bucket one. Here's where a lot of people, I think, perhaps get the bucket one wrong, which is to say that they say, well, you need 7 years, let's call it 7 years, of safe money. So what does this mean? I'm putting away 7 years worth of cash in a money market account.
You could.
You don't necessarily have to do that. You could, for the first couple of years of income, maybe have that. But once you get to money that you don't need for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, Terry, couldn't you maybe take a portion of that, juice it a little bit in something one of these annuities?
An annuity, a CD, an income portfolio, a short duration floating rate.
Still got to be guaranteed.
Income. It doesn't have to be guaranteed for the later years. I don't have to have a guarantee for the later
for
years.
Years five or
no,
six?
No, I just want to. I want to know something that currently pays on a fixed income basis a 2 or 3% rate of return. I'm okay with that. Yeah, because they're not going to really fluctuate much in value, as long as it's not subject to any stock market risk. I'm okay with it.
Really?
So because remember, I got my first 2 years taken care of. I put that in cash.
So your third year, but
I buy a fixed income portfolio, a portfolio that a manager manages, real short duration type stuff, all less than 3 or 4 years. You really don't have much risk.
And is there a chance it could be worth less by the time you get there?
Sure, it's possible, but it's probably unlikely if you're willing to wait 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 years. Because even if it did fluctuate a little in value, the fact that it's earning 2% every year, let's say net of any fees or anything, you're finally going to get to a point where you're up 6, so what's down 2, you're still up 4. You know, even if it did fluctuate a little.
Yeah. Right.
So that's how I overcome that if it ever did happen.
So you're able to still get your income out of it without any problem.
Hey, look
what you don't want.
In today's world, in bucket one, I'm competing with zero.
Yeah.
So my competition is zero. It's easy to beat. You know, most clients are happy at the end of 5, 6, 7 years if they got a 1% rate of return in bucket one. That's all we're shooting for.
Oh, man. And you can recall the I got to take a break. You can recall the days when you said, well, we can guarantee you maybe 5%
on
this
one.
CD on bucket one. Nothing wrong with that. It's not great, but you can get it.
Yep.
Ah, those days are gone. I don't know if they'll ever come back. Okay. More to say on buckets. More phone calls. We got lines open. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean. Terry Keyes from Lucia Capital Group talking to you. Bucket Strategy Investing when we return.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
There you go, 877 Plan, PLANNER.
One more.
Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes. I feel like I'm getting hit over the head. Talking to you about your money and so forth. Got another segment here, and then another hour just ahead in most cities across the country. You can tune in at wealthed.com if you don't get it on your local radio or television station, wealthed.com. You can watch us live there. And speaking of Wealth Ed, that's a place where you sign up. Terry, you're not going to be at the next workshop, which is unfortunate because, you know, it's the team. But
as they say, I'm going to have to bow out.
Have to bow out? Well, just for that particular one. I mean, you know, you're still going to be doing these.
Is that
over
an
the
old
years.
Stage theater saying? Where does that saying come from?
Bowing out was, you know, either retiring on stage or just
getting out of the next show.
Exactly, that's what it is. You take
I'm
your bow
out for just some personal things. I have to do that weekend, so we're going to leave it up to Rick and John Ellis.
John Ellis is the advisor there in Santa Clara.
He works in the Bay Area. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have a lot of we have a good relationship with our good friends at KDOW in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Listening to us right now, Santa Clara Marriott, right off the 101 in Santa Clara. Everybody in the Bay Area knows where it is. Nice facility. They've been very nice to us in the past. If you haven't already registered, you want to sit in and learn for a couple of hours, about 2.5 hours between 9 and 11:30 on a Saturday morning. And we'll get you out in time to get your chores done the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to do, and you get all your questions answered, too. Bring your questions. Whatever questions you have, if you're too shy to call the show, okay, but you can talk to them in person, either at the workshop or right after the workshop. You want to talk privately, that kind of thing, you can do that as well.
Wealth Ed. As in wealth education, wealthed.com. You register and
it's free.
Rick and John will see you there. No cost. There's no obligation.
Well, I mean, if you say you're coming, you're kind of obligated to show up. We would appreciate that.
There might even be some coffee and Danish in the back of the
room.
You
never know. You never know. But some great retirement income strategy advice. Professor Plum will be there and John Ellis. All right. Thank you. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Well, speaking of that, you know, you talk buckets quite a bit, either in specific or general. We started the hour off talking about the basics of buckets. Really, Terry, let's just sort of repeat what we were saying. It's a way to avoid having to take money out of a portfolio that is volatile.
Especially when we never know when that volatility is going to occur. See, that's the problem.
Exactly.
Everybody out there, I don't care whether you're 70 or 17, we love the market. We love the stock market. Mm-hmm. We just don't know when the volatility is going to occur, so we have to be prepared.
So why do so many asset allocation models follow this standard procedure of, well, let's see, how old are you? Okay, you're 65 years old, so you should be 100 minus 65. That's 35% in stocks and 65% in bonds.
Because it's simple. It's just easy, and they can get it done. The problem with that scenario is not everybody retiring with a portfolio needs 35% in stocks. You might want 80% in stocks. What if you don't need any money from your portfolio?
Exactly.
Here's the best example I give people. They'll say, here's this $300,000, Terry, I'm never going to touch it. So what are you going to do with it? I want to leave it to my children. How old are your children? Well, they're 40, 45. I said, well, then that $300 should be invested like a 45-year-old, because even though it's still in your account and it belongs to you, it really belongs to them.
Right.
Psychologically, you should be investing that like a 45-year-old.
Yes.
And that may put them over 50%. So 100 minus your age doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. And that just assumes that every 65-year-old has exactly the same needs, which they don't.
In my opinion, the only way that you can allocate the amount of money you need in the stock market is first figure out the amount of money you're going to need to spend for the first 15 years from your portfolio.
And that's where you started off this hour, which was saying, how much do you need? So you back up and you say, okay, well, what do you have coming in anyway? What do you have? You have Social Security. Okay, how much is that? You
good. Got. By the way, congratulations to a couple of clients of mine. I won't mention them. In Colorado this morning, I had a meeting with them, and they've been clients for 4 or 5 years now. But you know what today was? The final discussion. He's turning 66 next month. We're turning his Social Security on.
Oh, full
She's
retirement
She's going to take
age.
The spousal benefit from him. And they're going to get 2 Social Security checks starting in June. They're happy. It's a nice.
Are they both 66?
She's a little younger, but we advise her to do it anyway. She's a few years younger, but doesn't matter because his benefit's the maximum at 66.
Right.
And she's going to take the spousal benefit, which is half of his maximum, minus a little bit of a ding because she's going to take it a couple years early. But and she said, are you sure? I said, absolutely. Let's take the money right now. And they're going to get 2 checks. So their Social Security is started. And then we had the next discussion about, do we want to make adjustments to what we're taking from bucket one now that we're taking money from Social Security. So we had that discussion next.
Right, because Social Security and pensions and things like that, those take some of the pressure off of your portfolio.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, you don't need quite as much as you thought you did. Mm-hmm. So you find out, how much am I getting Social Security? Do I have pensions? Do I have other forms of guaranteed income? Okay, now, where's the shortfall? You say, okay, well, I have, I don't know, call it between my spouse and me, we have $40,000 coming in between Social Security and pensions, or maybe just Social Security. Well, we need $65,000 per year.
So you got to come up with another $25,000 from the portfolio.
Exactly. So then you have to look at your portfolio and say, well, how much can we get out of this portfolio?
Right.
And if you need $25,000, but you've only got $250,000 in that portfolio.
That's a 10% withdrawal rate.
That could be a little bit tough.
In about 15 years, you'll be out of money.
Statistically, yes. Yes. So
you'll be greeting.
Exactly. But you need $25,000. So even if you have enough, even if you had $500,000 and you could take your 5% out of this $500,000, you can get $25,000. Here's where this is where it shines through. Because if you've got $500,000 and, half of it or a good chunk of it is in stock markets, and you're just taking money out as the stock market is going down, you have another crisis like you had in 2008, Terry, you're taking $25,000 out of a declining portfolio, that is a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, you've got to design the portfolio so that you don't get yourself in that situation.
You've got to carve something off and safen up some of that money is what we talk about.
You've got to adjust your strategy, basically.
So what you're saying is you take 7 years worth of this extra $25,000 that you need, right?
Yep.
So you can take,
$175,000 would be 7 times 25.
Right, so $175,000 out of that $500,000, and you put it into something relatively safe.
Sure.
CDs. Maybe money markets for the first year or two so that's absolutely guaranteed.
Sure.
And then play with it a little bit. And then you've bought yourself 7 years that no matter what the market does, it could go down 20, 30%, 50%, I don't know, whatever it is.
So if you're 66 years old when you start this whole strategy, you've already bought yourself all the way to age 73.
You're watching from the wings because you say, hey, what's the difference? Yeah. I've got my money coming in. Yeah. And then after 7 years, you've got a second bucket. We didn't even get into bucket two. Bucket three is still. Do you want to continue this discussion next hour?
We'll go on the next hour. There's still a lot of cities that'll stay tuned.
Sure.
And for our television audience as well, we'll move on. It's just all I wanted to do today was really just go back to basics and remind everybody it's not that complicated. I don't care. You know what, John? At this point, I really don't care if you call it buckets. Call it what you want. Call it barrels of money.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Call it balloons of money. I don't care what you call it. Separate your assets into different categories. That's all. Fill up a balloon with $175,000.
Okay.
And then pop it and take out your $25,000.
I got to take a break. If you need Terry Keyes or Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group, talk to them about your bucket strategy off the air, 800-644-1150. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.